This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Tuesday, put a smile on your face. It's going to be a good day today. Good night today. I guess the day's already over. Whatever. It's a Tuesday. And here's what we have on tap for tonight. We have them using power. Again, more examples of how the communists use power. We have politicians getting busted. We have surgeon generals getting involved in firearms. Where are we going from here? Don't you know who I am? Somebody dropped that line at a traffic stop. But more than any of these things, we have some incredible emails tonight. And because it's kind of a slower news day today, I thought it would be good to dig into a lot of these things. And in fact, let's go ahead and wrap our arms around a doozy right here. Because I get a lot of them like this. The subject of this one is, who would be most to blame? Dear Jesse, my heart says America can be saved, but my head says it's doomed because our homegrown commies have won too many battles. If my head is right, who will deserve most of the blame? In my book, it'll be Normie, Norm, and Norma. There are too many. They did not care enough about their nation, their freedom to pay attention. If our future is new slavery, Norm and Norma will at least deserve it. His name is John. Okay. Well, let's talk about this. First, is America lost? Is it gone? Well, no, I don't believe that at all. I believe that we can save this place. Now, I'm not all sunshine and rainbows. As I've explained before, there will not be a 50-state America in the future the way we see it now, the way we have it now, the way we've always had it. So I'm not being all sunshine and rainbows. No, I don't believe we're getting the band back together again. I just don't believe that at all. I don't believe that's possible. We could say a million things here. The federal government is currently intentionally facilitating an illegal invasion of America. The government's doing it. It's not like it's happening and the government's neglecting it or the government's kind of passively encouraging it. The government is doing it. When you get to that place as a country, you're in very real trouble. But that doesn't mean America's gone. America's huge. 300 million people. Millions and millions and millions of them wanting what you want. There are huge portions of this country that can and will be saved if we dig in and fight. Is it going to come from D.C.? No, it's not. But no, I don't believe we're gone. Different, yes. Different is fine, though. Different doesn't always mean being gone. Have you ever done any reading or know anything about Eastern Europe? The Eastern European countries? The stuff, Soviet Union satellites and things like that? And I'm not an expert on that region. But how many different countries there? How many different places have been ripped up, rebuilt, borders redrawn, renamed? Oh, we're Czech. Oh, we're the Czech Republic. Oh, we're how many? It's how so many people in the history of the world have lived their lives. It really speaks to how blessed we have been in America that things like that are completely foreign to us. What? Borders being redrawn, government being remade. I don't even understand. This sounds to us, this sounds like some kind of dystopian nightmare that you would watch in the movies when really that is how most people historically have lived their lives. Think about even Ukraine right now. We're going to set aside your stance on all that stuff. How many people living in that region of Ukraine that Russia took, how many of them are now going to live under several different governments in their lives? They were under Russia, and then it's Ukraine. Now Russia moves in, takes it back. The borders are redrawn. How do you even, you know what I think about? I think about stupid things. Who's your power company eventually? Wait, do we still have the same power company? See, this is how people live. And you and me, we're not entitled to live in the country our parents had. That's not how it works. We have the country we have. This is the country we've been given. What it will look like in the future will depend on how we fight for it. Okay, so let's go to really the point of his question. Who's to blame? I don't know whether I'm just in a great mood, but I think we can be too hard on ourselves, and I know I'm guilty of that. I am certainly guilty of that. We can be hard on ourselves. I'm hard on myself. I'm hard on the right. When I look around at even things that happen bad in my area, first thing I do is blame me. Crap, I could have done more there. I should have dug in there. I haven't paid any attention to that. I was lazy. I could have done something this day. And we are very hard on our countrymen. I'm not saying without reason, but we're very hard on our countrymen when we look at what's happening in America. A great example is mass deportation. I've been talking about this for the longest time. Trump's out there on the campaign trail saying,
and on day one, we will begin the largest domestic deportation operation in American history.
That's the right stance. That's the only stance to take. What have I said about mass deportation? I do not believe it'll happen. I don't believe it'll happen because I don't believe the American people have any stomach for it. They think they do. They'll read a story about some illegal that's this terrible story out of Houston. These two illegal barbarians assaulted in terrible ways and murdered this 12-year-old girl. She's just adorable. It's just the most heartbreaking story. And people will read that article and say, ah, deport them all. Yeah, when that's a whole family you're loading in the back of a paddy wagon, sending them back to El Salvador, it looks different. So we don't have a people who are ready. But let's talk about why the people aren't ready. We talk about norms and normas. Remember, if you want to give the American people some grace and some mercy every now and then, what's happening right now in the United States of America is the common theme throughout history. We're not the start of history here. I talk about it all the time. You talk about it. You probably watch movies about it. Maybe you read about it. History stories. Doesn't matter what kind of history you're into. Maybe you like England. Maybe it's African history, Australia. Maybe it's war history. It doesn't matter, but the world has a long history. And the whole history of the world is nations starting small, hard scrabble beginnings, whatever those may be. They take on a million different forms. And then, if the people are right, if the blessings are there, if the circumstances work out, maybe you're tough enough militarily, whatever. There's a million different reasons, but you go from hard scrabble and you start to build and you start to grow and you start to grow. And the money starts pouring in and pouring in and pouring in and pouring in. And now you're getting more modern and you're getting better and the people are getting smarter and the education and your nation is rising. And soon, whether it's, we're talking historically, a regional power, like someone like the Assyrians or the Persians, they weren't big across the planet because they didn't know there was anything across the planet. But in their region, they were the big boy. We have it all. And then over time, all that money, all that power, people start to lose their way. It's hard, very, very hard for a rich man, in an individual, we're not even talking about nations, an individual. It's hard for a rich man to keep his edge, to keep that burn inside of him that always made him go, that made him grind for it, that made him work 80 hours a week instead of 70 hours a week. No, I'm not encouraging anyone to work 80 hours a week, but it's hard to keep that edge once you're rich. When you're trying to make it, you're trying to grind. I'm a naturally competitive person. I want to prove my dad wrong. For whatever reason it is, when you're killing yourself and you're grinding, it's easy to keep that edge, driving your Mazda Miata 20 years old into your office, praying one day you're going to make it. When you're buying your beach house and parking your third Mercedes in it, that 80-hour work week doesn't look quite as appealing. Well, that's what happens to nations. And that, it's what's happening to ours. And it's what's happening to Norm and Norma, because we lament Norm and Norma, and we should. We do have the numbers. The people who agree with you and me on values, we way outnumber the dirty commies. The problem is the dirty commies are the ones with all the ambition. The dirty commies are out there with a purpose. I want you to listen to this. This lady works for the State Department. We have DEI officers at the State Department. So that's just wrap your mind around that. Zakiya Carr Johnson. While Norm and Norma are watching the game, Netflix still works after all. We just ordered a pizza. This woman is working.
We live and work within systems, and those systems are so deeply rooted in patriarchy, in colonialism, in racism, in otherism. You know, the culture of misogyny has allowed men to act without consequence, and it becomes part of what we believe is normal. And that in order to make any change, we've literally got to be about the work of dismantling that traditional structure at every juncture. But how do you do that and appear to be?
I'll let her finish. I'll play the whole comments again in a minute, but I just wanted to focus on that. Dismantling. While we've been enjoying all the blessings of being in a wealthy, powerful country, demonic communists have been trying to burn it down. So let's talk about this a little more. We have all kinds of good stuff tonight. We're just going to go off on a bunch of tangents tonight. It'll be a fun show. Before we do that, let me go off on this. July 4th weekend is coming. Independence Day, baby. Now, there are a lot of things wonderful about Independence Day. Obviously, celebrating America is the best. At Pure Talk, they're doing something. They've partnered with America's Warrior Partnership. When you switch to Pure Talk before July 4th weekend, you don't have to do anything special. You just switch to Pure Talk. You save a bunch of money. You keep your phone. You keep your numbers. Same great 5G network. You are helping support America's Warrior Partnership. Pure Talk was running a promotion because they love them. They work together. And so many of you have switched that they've decided to extend it to July 4th weekend. You want to help support vets? Get these guys jobs, housing, employment, access to medical benefits, which can be a nightmare. Take it from me on that. Counseling if they need it. When you want to bring these guys back into the world, switch your cell phone service. You just did good. Pick up your phone, dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. And you'll talk to an American, I should note. #250, say Jesse Kelly.
Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. You can email the show if you want, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Just kind of talking through where we are as a country. Someone was kind of lamenting the state of the country. Are we doomed? My head tells me we're doomed, so on and so forth. And that's, again, I agree and disagree with many things there. I think that we can have, you and me, our children, more importantly, and their children after them, can have wonderful lives in decent places. Does that mean America, all 50 states, is going to stick around the way it is now? Absolutely not. No. I think you'd be incredibly naive to believe that. But that doesn't mean all is lost. So we're kind of just discussing how we got here as a country. And I was explaining, in case you're just joining us, that this is how it goes when powerful countries rise. It's always gone this way. Every single time. Eventually, when your nation gets wealthy and powerful enough, it will lose its way. It will lose its connection to what made it that way. Corruption will set in. The values, the traditional values that have held the society together will be rejected, and things will begin to fall apart. Now, we have right now, and this is, again, not a first in human history. The problem is right now, our cancer is internal. What do you know about the fall of Constantinople? You know a little bit about, okay, let me do a little fall of Constantinople. You want to do a little history with me? Well, I think it's a good night to do some history when we talk about America and where we are. So, as you know, Eastern Roman Empire, Western Roman Empire, they eventually split the empire, and the Western Empire goes away. It falls to the barbarians, and the Dark Ages come about. But it wasn't that way in the East. The East had Constantinople and many other places. It wasn't just Constantinople. Constantinople, if you want to, in fact, I think it might actually help, unless you're driving, if you look this up. Look up right now Istanbul, because Constantinople, where it's at, is where Istanbul is now. And I want you to zoom out a little bit on your map. Now, you see that? You see what we're looking at here? If you zoom out and then zoom in, you'll see this little body of water. It looks like a river, really, connecting the Black Sea and the Mediterranean. If you want to go from the Black Sea to the Mediterranean by boat, you will sail right next to Constantinople. If you're looking at it on a map, it looks like if you're sitting in Constantinople or Istanbul, you could spin on a ship driving by. That's how it works. Now look at all the countries in the Mediterranean right now. You seeing it? Are you looking at your map, or at least picture it as you're driving? Now go up to the Black Sea. Look at all these countries in the Black Sea. Okay, so you had so much trade, so much commerce was going back and forth. And Constantinople had control of so many of these territories. They were so powerful for the longest time. After the Western Roman Empire fell, Constantinople was churning and burning. This is what they're building. They're building monuments and walls. The walls were infamous in the ancient world. They had it all. Technology, you name it. And because they were bringing in so much money, they would reinvest so much of their money into the most modern technologies possible. They would take their money and put it into, as I said, walls. They would put it into military technologies like Greek fire. Have you ever heard of Greek fire? Military historians will have heard of it. Most others will not. Here's what Greek fire was. We actually don't know the exact chemical compounds, but what it was is a flamethrower, an ancient medieval flamethrower. They would attach it to things like ships. When other people didn't have projectiles like that, think about it. You're having a big naval clash. Some wooden ships are going at each other. And one ship starts spewing out pressurized liquid flame that sticks to your wooden ship. This is the kind of thing Constantinople was doing. And they were selling themselves as the protectors, and they really kind of were the protectors of Christianity, protectors of the Christian faith. They became a Christian empire, and then you had all these barbarians in the West. And you had the Muslims, the Ottomans, the Turks are starting to rise in the East. And there was this powerful empire, and they got so big and so powerful. But eventually, horrible corruption, terrible, dreadful leadership, palace intrigue, government officials only out to enrich themselves. Eventually, any of this sounding familiar to you? Eventually, these were the people who began running that society. We're going to call it the Byzantines, even though they would have called themselves Romans. Those are the people who began to run the Byzantine Empire. Corruption, scandal, over and over and over again. And so, well, we're up against the break. I'm going to explain it to you in a little more detail in a moment, because I think I hope I'm wrong about this. The more I read about Constantinople, the more I feel like it mirrors where we are. Before we get to that, let's do something good. You have 11 bucks? Even if you don't have 11 bucks on you right now, and I know money doesn't grow on trees, let me ask you an honest question. Do you waste $11 a month? And when I say waste, I mean, do you spend 11 bucks a month on anything that you could maybe do without? Shoot, that's a muffin and a cup of coffee from some coffee shop. You know, that's all Tunnel to Towers asks of us, is $11 a month. What do they do with it? They take care of widows and orphans, as we are commanded to do. Gold Star families, fallen first responder families, homeless veterans. This is the organization that's taking care of them. And unlike most of the charities and nonprofits, this isn't some scam. They're not in this getting rich. They're in this to help and do good. $11 a month. T2T.org. T2T.org. We'll be back.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Absolutely have driven the show right off the rails in case you're just now joining us. Talking about America, the state of America, and I, of course, have gotten distracted. I wasn't planning on doing this. Now we're talking about Constantinople and the fall of Constantinople. So this Eastern Roman Empire becomes the Byzantines, is what we know them as now. And they're powerful. And they have this central city. It was Constantinople back in the day. It's where Istanbul is now. And this city became so wealthy and powerful because of all the trade and the things going through there. And they were running things right, and it was good. But eventually, all that money and power, it led to complacency among the population. It led to rampant corruption and selfishness by the people who led the nation. And because of that corruption, bad things were done. Things, I don't know if they sound familiar to you at all, but the currency. Constantinople had a currency, as major empires do. They were so corrupt, so uninterested in protecting the currency or the people, that they spent way too much money, buried themselves in debt, and destroyed the currency. Not that that kind of thing would ever happen here. You know what else happened in Constantinople? I want you to picture it like this. This is the best way I can describe it. So I want you to picture one castle. All right? Castle is in the middle. It's this huge castle. Okay, you got it? Now, all around it are these little mini castles. They make a circle around the big castle. You picturing what I'm saying here? Big castle in the middle. That's your capital. That's Constantinople. That's the one. All these mini castles around it. Now, Constantinople itself, the big castle in the middle, it brings in money. It has technology. It creates new technology. It's very powerful. But it is made so much more powerful. It is only able to do those things, the military advancements, science and health. And Constantinople also had these huge water, clean drinking water, huge vats of clean drinking water that the whole city could drink on it. They would just do awesome things like that. But again, that big castle, it's able to do those things because in part, the little castles all around it are also contributing money, contributing things. They're contributing troops. Hey, you're going off to war. Here's 5,000 troops. Here's our annual payment. These are our tax dollars. All these little mini castles around the big castle were contributing to the big castle, making it bigger and bigger and bigger. But as time went on, little castles began to break away. Many of them were getting gobbled up by foreign adversaries. We'll make this about the Ottomans because it was eventually the Ottomans who took down Constantinople, but it's not that simple. But we'll just make it about the Ottomans for now. The Ottomans are coming in and they're picking off this little castle and picking off that little castle. And the end result of losing influence here and losing control here and losing control there was, eventually, there wasn't enough money. There wasn't enough stuff coming in to maintain the cutting-edge military they had had before that could protect the big castle. The big castle was impenetrable. Many people had tried to sack Constantinople. No one could seem to pull it off. They had these three layers of walls, and it was so amazing. But that wall took upkeep. It took troops. It took technology. And eventually, as the mini castles get eaten up and taken away, the big castle that was impregnable became quite pregnable. I don't even know if pregnable is a word. I just felt like using that on the show. It's a word, Michael. You went to college. It's a word. Okay, it's a word. You see, right now we are losing standing around the world in little ways. But every time I see a new little thing, one more little castle, one more little thing fall, every single time I see it, I feel like it's Constantinople. And it's things like Saudi Arabia getting off the petrodollar. Okay, it's a big deal. I don't want to say that's a little thing, but everyone stopped talking about it right away, if anyone even heard about it. If you listen to this show, you heard about it, but that's a little thing. One country. You know, we're not using the dollar anymore. A little thing. But that's an important little castle. Does that little castle lead to another little castle following? And then another little castle following that? Mexico. We've talked about this on the show. We talked about it with Brandon Darby recently. Mexico is a country that has been an important trading partner for the United States of America. And just an important partner in general. And no, I'm not acting like Mexico's just always been wonderful to us and we've always been wonderful to them. I'm not saying that. But that we've had a close working relationship has been great. And when I say close working relationship, I mean they're little brother, right? We're big brother, they're little brother. I'm not saying we control them, but we certainly are the one calling the shots. It's not an equal relationship by any means. Well, now, guess who's moving into Mexico? China. China is working with Mexico, deeply embedding itself with Mexico. Again, another little castle. A little story now, something we don't think about now, but yet another little castle around our big fortress that we are losing, that's falling. Little crumbles here, little crumbles there. How many times in recent memory have we had the United States Navy be busted up or do something to itself? We have naval ships running into things, getting set on fire or catching fire, however you want to look at it, at port. They can't put it out. Ship goes down. Remember under Barack Obama, everyone remembers the picture. You'll remember it now. When Iran took over a United States naval vessel and took our Navy sailors hostage. You could go look at the images of it today. Little things. Little thing here. Little thing there. A little thing here. It seems, it feels as if the little castles around us are crumbling. And that's kind of how I see us. Now, no, I'm not saying the Ottoman hordes, Mehmet II, Mehmet the Conqueror, I'm not saying he's going to show up at our doorstep tomorrow and all will be lost. I'm not saying that at all. But when I look at how we're kind of disintegrating, crumbling, I see so many similarities between us in a place like Constantinople. And eventually, of course, everyone knows the end of the story. The Ottoman Empire, they'd tried before to take Constantinople. In fact, Mehmet's father tried to take Constantinople before Mehmet II. He ends up, and it was a very near-run thing. Constantinople was way outnumbered, but again, the walls, and they had people who believed, and they really, really believed that God would come down and help them at the end, and they fought like lions to protect Constantinople. But eventually the walls fell, the Ottomans came in, and today, what used to be the center of the Christian world, you could argue, is now one of the main places of the Muslim world. It takes time. Again, building a nation, saving a nation, or destroying a nation, it's not an event, it's a process. It takes time. It's hard not to look at where we are and feel like, man, we're kind of in that. Where we are in that, the beginning, the middle, I don't know. Towards the end, gosh, I hope not, I don't know. But it definitely feels like we're in that cycle somewhere. We haven't been diligent enough against the cancer we have within our borders. That's the truth. Speaking of the cancer within our borders, let's talk about the Biden administration using power. Hang on.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Maybe you can email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We'll get to the commies and using power here in a minute. Let's get to some more of these emails. Dear Shogun Oracle, I recently got an all-purpose power washer. Man, I bet that cost a lot. And my wife immediately commandeered the thing. She loves it. She's even doing family and friends vinyl siding and driveways and having a ball. What is the proper dude etiquette when your wife is out power washing and there's nothing on your to-do list? I'm not sure I can spend another 20 minutes pretending to sort the nuts and bolts in the garage for the third time this week. So, I know that you're really mean and I'm really nice and that you love being, what, Chris? And that you love being mean to me. So I know I shouldn't tell you this, but I'm going to confide something in you. All right. This is something that goes near and dear to my heart. Now let's talk about me first. Let's focus on me for a moment. I know how to work with my hands. Not to the level of somebody like Chris. The Jewish producer Chris could rebuild car wrenches and crap like that. That's not who I am. I'm not. Chris made his own menorah from wood he found in a ditch. I'm not doing that. I can't do that. But, you know, whatever. Sawing, hammering, nailing, measuring, the leveling. These are things that my dad was in construction. I'm not Bob Vila, but I can work with my hands just fine. That's just something I did for so much of my life. I can work with my hands. I can't. I don't love it, but I can do it. That's right, Chris. I did assemble a plastic shed, and I told everyone it was a custom build. Anyway, my wife, her father, I guess my father-in-law, my wife's father, my father-in-law, he's a great dude. He is a home design, home improvement animal to this day. Dude's 70 years old, and he'll go retile the kitchen. He'll go, hey, oh, he's awesome, Chris. He's awesome. And this is what he does. He'll flip houses. He'll retile everything. He just is one of these guys. And she got that gene. So if something needs done around the house, a picture needs hanged, hung, however you say that. I don't know. I went to community college. If something needs done like that, she will oftentimes do it. It's not as if she asks me to do it and I say no. She'll just do it. And I'll be off doing something or out. I'll come home and there she is. She's got the drill. She's got the measure. She's got everything. And she's hammering, hanging things, assembling things, and it's awesome. It is a little embarrassing. If I'm being honest, is it not embarrassing, Chris? It's a little embarrassing. I come home, and there she's doing it. And because she loves to give me crap, which is not nice, because I'd never do that to her, she does love to turn around and rub it in. Hey, handyman, you want to help out over here? So I feel you, buddy, with the pressure washing. Okay, let's talk about the evil commies and using power. Remember, we'll focus on the Pentagon portion of this for a moment, but it'll go deeper than that. Communists believe in using power to gain more power, to protect the power they have for themselves and to gain more power. It is one of their great strengths. And in fact, one of our great weaknesses is we will brag. We not only don't believe in that so often on the right, we will brag that we don't. It's like bragging about tying your hands behind your back. I can't count how many times over the years I have heard people on the right say, now to clarify, I don't hear them say this very much anymore, but people on the right used to love doing this. Some dirty corporation would do something horrible, some horrible Pride Month, trans kids thing, whatever it may be. Pick your company, Nike. Everyone hates Nike. Nike would do this. And immediately, you would have a huge portion of the right not only still shopping there, but they would brag publicly about shopping there and act as if it was a virtue. I'm still going to get my Nike shoes. I don't do boycotts. I love me some Nikes. We used to brag about not using power. We thought it was a virtue. It's not a virtue, I should know. It's not a virtue. You got to put your money where your morals are. You don't hear much of that anymore. But the communist doesn't operate in that way at all. The military is one of those things that drives people crazy with what the communists have done to it. I know it drives me crazy. I'm speaking for me. It drives me nuts watching what these commie dirtballs have done. But before I play this Pentagon official and Pride and all this other crap, just know part of the reason they have so successfully poisoned every single, not only part of the federal government, but the things the federal government controls, and that's a lot more widespread, is whenever they gain control of something, they never look at it as something that can just benefit the country. When you think about the United States military, you probably have great respect for it, at least for some individuals in it, respect service. And how do you look at the military overall? Stepping back, how do you look at the military? Well, they're our protectors, aren't they? They're the ones who protect the country. You know, we only get to exist here because very bad men can't come on our shores and take all of our stuff and our women, right? The military is what stops them. That's how you look at it. And that's the right way to look at it. That's not at all how the communist looks at the military at all. First, understand, protecting America, the very idea of that is ridiculous to the communists. Does this State Department woman sound like she's interested in protecting America?
We live and work within systems, and those systems are so deeply rooted in patriarchy, in colonialism, in racism, in otherism. You know, the culture of misogyny has allowed men to act without consequence, and it becomes part of what we believe is normal. And that in order to make any change, we've literally got to be about the work of dismantling.
I'm going to let that literally go for now.
That traditional structure without consequence, and it becomes part of what we believe is normal. And that in order to make any change, we've literally got to be about the work of dismantling that traditional structure at every juncture. But how do you do that and appear to be a get along person or a good team worker? And, you know, for some reason, there's also this very negative stereotype of feminists as being angry people who just don't smile and don't know how to have a good time. And I think, unfortunately,
notice how she knows part of her job is to deceive. How do you do that while appearing to get along? That woman works for the State Department. Let's talk about the military, what Biden has done to it, what the communists have done to it, and why. First, let's talk about your real estate. You know, right now we have to acquire hard assets around the world. Super wealthy guys, hard assets. That's what they're buying. Gold, silver, land, real estate, gold, silver, land, real estate. China is sucking up every hard asset they can get their hands on. You know, you should get in that game, right? Well, I can't do that. I'm just a normal person. Well, that's where Done For You Real Estate comes in. Done For You Real Estate is for normal people. It's not for billionaires. How do you even start acquiring a new property and then renting it out and financing it? It's not your job to know. It's Done For You Real Estate's job to know. Let them handle it for you. You're not going to start out with 10 homes. Start out with one. Obviously, you're not made of money. It can turn into 10. You stay with them. Go to doneforyoujesse.com to learn more. Doneforyoujesse.com. More military talk next.
This is an iHeart podcast.